Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Summer Turner with House of Carpets in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. How you doing, Summer?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Good to have you with us on the show today. You actually have a store, as I said, in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and also one in Mount Juliet, Tennessee, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Let's talk about business conditions. How are you seeing the business out there at retail?
It's challenging, to be honest. Nothing like, you know, the good old days, what we're used to. Traffic, I think, has picked up a little bit in the last couple of weeks. People are just very cautious about how they're spending their dollars right now.
Do you think that consumers are slowing down because of the cost of fuel, which is affecting their level of disposable income?
It's definitely affected. When it costs you $100 to fill up your gas tank, it makes it tough for people to spend on anything else.
Well, and as fuel prices are coming down, do you think that that would be easily reversed?
I would hope that it is. I know, unfortunately, our industry is directly affected. You know, we've had, what, two increases in the last couple of months, so it's making the flooring purchases more. You know, if the customer was in a few weeks ago, now they're going to have to pay more for what they were looking at, you know.
Yeah. Well, it does affect somebody that's in the middle of the process, but when you think about it, if the consumer only shops for flooring or carpet, you know, every 5 or so years, they don't really remember from one time to the next what it costs, do they?
That's true. Yeah. You know, they haven't been in, but, you know, it typically takes a customer 3 or 4 weeks sometimes to make a decision.
Right.
If they're doing the whole house, it has been a problem on a couple of jobs.
Yeah. Now, I know you have a big store that's been around for a long time in Murfreesboro and then a smaller store up in Mount Juliet that's fairly new. And you told me before we did the interview that you're trying to do some creative things to increase store traffic. Talk a little bit about what you're doing there.
Okay, yes. I've you know, as the customers aren't coming into the store as much, I've decided it would probably be wise to try to go out and get them.
Uh-huh.
So I've been doing a lot more outside sales, a lot more of the shop at home, we bring the samples to you kind of thing, and try to make a better relationship with the customer and take the samples in their home and help them with their colors and make the decision for them. It builds a lot better relationship with the customer. They feel more at ease with you, and it really helps close the sale. So I found it very effective.
Now, how do you find the prospect? Do you do some kind of advertising, or how is it that you are alerted that somebody wants you to come to their house and talk about flooring?
Yeah, a lot of it's advertising, but a lot of it's referral, I guess you'd say. And on Facebook, I've gotten more than I ever thought I would get off of Facebook. It's been priceless. It doesn't cost me anything, you know, but more people have reached out to me, want me to come out, you know, come to them. And, you know, I've already got a personal relationship with them because they're a friend, I guess you'd say, on Facebook. But the closing ratio is really surprising.
That's interesting. How many friends do you have?
I want to say maybe like 980 or so, 960, 980.
Okay. I need to pay more attention because I think you and I are friends on Facebook.
I think we are. You don't ever post anything.
No, I don't.
Yeah, and the surprising thing is I've got a House of Carpet site that I really need to spend more time and attention on, but, you know, the 980 or so is on my personal name, which, you know, I've been in the business now for 14 years. It's what I live and breathe, I guess, so everybody associates me with House of Carpet.
Well, actually, you know, I think about you every time I drive from Nashville to Chattanooga because you have a billboard right there on the interstate, don't you?
Mm-hmm. I do, yes.
Do you get a lot of business from that?
We have over the years. Actually, I just put a hold on that. It's going to take a couple of months off of it and see if I could tell the difference. Because the price is pretty expensive, I just want to make sure that I was getting my money's worth for it. You know, people come in and tell you all the time that, yeah, we saw your billboard, but do we really know how many of those are actually buying?
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to see if it would make a difference not having it. And then trying more of the online and internet advertising, that the cost is a little less, I guess.
One of the things that you do is you're on the board of the WFCA. They just recently got together down in New Orleans for a meeting. Now, to talk a little bit about that meeting.
We did. It was our spring board of directors meeting. They're getting really close to getting the carpet installation guidebook completed.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Which is going to be really exciting to actually have, I guess you'd say, carpet
guidelines
really straighten up our industry.
How is WFCA membership level doing? Is it doing okay?
The membership level is actually, it's holding steady. They've done a few things, I think, to try to get some drives, and that's one of the initiatives is trying to figure out how to grow the, you know, to get a boost in the membership. So we're getting some creative ideas on how to spark membership growth, and a lot of that I think is having to do with the local, like the Middle Tennessee Flooring Association, and you know, I'm sure there's probably like a, maybe a Chattanooga flooring or something. I'm not sure, but mm-hmm. but starting with those branches and getting them more aware of the World Floor Coven Association and all the tools that they have to help their members.
Yeah.
The scholarship program is free money sitting out there.
Right.
You know, that alone will pay for your membership. And you get, you know, your employees get an education out of it. Your installers can get education.
Yeah.
You know, and right now in these times, education is priceless.
How's Chris Davis doing health-wise?
Chris is doing okay. You know, he doesn't look like the Chris that I first met years ago. You know, I think he's doing okay.
Well, let's go back to your operation just a minute. When you have two stores, a big one and a little one, are you seeing any product trends? Are there certain price points that are selling more than others?
Oh, yes. You know, the entry level, the base grade, everybody's trying to have the bigger, better one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the 18 to 20 ounce, I guess, because that's what's selling right now. People are buying the least expensive route they can go, so everybody's trying to have the best one of those.
Do you feel like you compete directly with the home centers?
Day in and day out, we can beat their prices and, you know, matching apples to apples.
Don't you beat them on service, though? I mean, you probably have a much better installation, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Service, our customer service with our salespeople. Most of my sales staff have been with me. There's one guy that's been there since we first opened 24 years ago, 10, 14 years. Flooring is in their blood. So from the moment the customer walks in the door, it's a much better experience.
But, yeah. And you were talking about the design assistance, especially when you do in-home. But, I mean, even when they come in the store, you can actually help them pick the right product versus the home center. They don't really know what they're talking about, do they?
Right, right. You're kind of fishing on your own.
Yeah. All right, Summer. Well, I wanted to catch up with you. I just want to see how the retail flooring business was doing in Middle Tennessee, and I appreciate you spending time with us. Again, we've been talking to Summer Turner, who is the owner of House of Carpets in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and Mount Juliet, Tennessee, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.